Good morning. Welcome to the Learning Tree.
The heavy rain didn't stop Leadership Tallahassee from celebrating the opening of the Learning Tree Library in South City. A six-year-old named Aria helped open the ceremony, and she's a resident at the Orange Avenue Apartments. And her mom, Adriana Fulton, says she's happy Aria and her three brothers will have a safe place to go outside of the house.
It's very exciting because usually we're in the house and we don't have anywhere to go by me having babies and no transportation. And this is a couple of feet away, so it's amazing.
Each Leadership Tallahassee class does a legacy project at the end of the year, says Courtney Atkins. And she pitched the idea of the library.
To be able to create this library where children can take these books home and keep them, come in and out, have celebrity readers coming in to mentor and read to these children, we really are hopeful that this is going to improve their literary skills and give them a place to experience the love of reading.
She hopes the library will help connect Tallahassee residents from across town to South City.
We're hoping that we'll start having, a real blending of our Tallahassee communities. It feels very segregated here. We want people to feel comfortable coming in here and getting to know these wonderful people in South City.
City Commissioner Curtis Richardson has lived in South City for 25 years, and he says the Learning Tree Library can help serve a community that in the past has been ignored.
Others from throughout the community have made a commitment to investing in the future of these children and families here in the South City area. For so long, this part of our community has been neglected, and there's no greater investment than we can make than in our children.
He says the library will also promote literacy for young children, which serves as a catalyst for promising futures.
It will set a foundation for their success, not only in school, but in life, through reading. And that's what we're hoping to encourage through this Learning Tree project.
And it looks like Aria is all ready to get started.
We are reading books.
While she can't read just yet, she's excited to go to the Learning Tree with her mom. For WFSU News, I'm Tori Whitley.